WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Madison Lane here, and welcome back to The Stoic Way. Ever feel like your mind's a hamster wheel of thoughts, anxieties, and worries? Like you're constantly clinging to things, outcomes, possessions, even people, that might not actually serve you? Well, get ready to break free because today, we're diving into the powerful art of letting go. Stoicism, at its core, is about accepting what we can't control and focusing our energy on what we can. And trust me, there's a whole lot we can't control. So, why are we constantly battling against the current? Why not learn to ride the waves instead? That's where letting go comes in. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Letting go sounds great in theory, but how do I actually do it? It's easier said than done, right? But stick with me because I'm going to give you 5 key takeaways that can help you unlock the power of letting go and start living a more peaceful, fulfilling life. First things first. Recognize what you're clinging to. Are you holding on to past hurts or regrets? Are you obsessed with achieving certain outcomes or fearing specific events? Become aware of those thoughts and emotions. Journaling can be super helpful for this. Get those swirling feelings out on paper and see them more clearly. Next, understand that you don't have to control everything. Seriously, life happens. Things are going to go off script. Accepting this truth is a game changer. Trying to control every little detail only sets you up for disappointment and frustration. Now, let's talk about reframing your perspective. Instead of viewing situations as threats or obstacles, try seeing them as opportunities for growth and learning. Remember that saying, "What doesn't kill you makes you stronger?" It's cheesy, but it's true. Every challenge we overcome builds resilience and wisdom. Practice mindfulness. This one's crucial. Being present in the moment helps you detach from anxieties about the future or regrets about the past. Take a few deep breaths. Focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste? Ground yourself in the here and now. It's like hitting the reset button on your mental state. And finally, cultivate gratitude. Focusing on the good things in your life, big and small, shifts your energy from negativity to positivity. Write down 3 things you're grateful for every day. It could be a delicious meal, a sunny morning, or a kind gesture from a stranger. It makes a world of difference. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're about to give a big presentation at work. Your heart is racing, your palms are sweating, and all you can think about is messing up. You're holding on to the outcome with white knuckles, desperately hoping for perfection. But what if, instead of clinging to that need for control, you practiced letting go? What if you focused on delivering your message clearly and confidently, embracing any imperfections as part of the human experience? Suddenly, the pressure eases, and you feel more relaxed and authentic. You're no longer a prisoner of your anxieties, you're free to shine. This is the power of letting go. It doesn't mean giving up or becoming passive. It means choosing to focus on what we can influence, our thoughts, our actions, our reactions, and accepting what we can't. So, remember these key takeaways. Become aware of your attachments. Understand that you don't need control over everything. Reframe challenges as opportunities. Practice mindfulness and cultivate gratitude. Letting go is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when it feels easier than others. But by consistently practicing these principles, you can gradually release the burdens that weigh you down and create space for peace, joy, and inner freedom. Ready to take action? Share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing this message. Leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. It helps more people find The Stoic Way. And join me on social media where we can continue the conversation. Let's build that Stoic community together. I'll catch you in the next episode. Keep striving for that inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.